Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Well, you're all dressed up. Hello.
I was here before even Kyle let me in the room, and then I realized I was wearing a robe that had food stains on it. But, you know, I have many robes. That's like my treat to myself. So I ran and got the robe that is freshly washed with that smells like bleach still. And so I look good now, I think. Look, this is my Terry robe.
It's nice. It looks like you've also done some lipstick and makeup.
Yeah, I put on some lipstick to offset other problems that I hope are masked by my glasses.
Well, and they're also very nice glasses. So, well played, Zoom viewers. Get in on it. So, you were all over Flappers last night.
I was. I had four shows of Flappers. I could have had five had I, you know, really pushed my way on another Yoo-hoo show, I'm sure.
Yoo-hoo. Yep.
But it was, you know, I think I don't know how many weekends they do, like, they're just doing, like, five or six comics, doing 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then...
In the main room?
Yeah, like, last weekend or a couple weekends ago, I sort of barged into the green room, as I would, because I'm a comic, and Carlos Mencia was there with his crew, and I was like, oh, all right, I'll head out. I see where this is. But when it's just everyone doing, like, you know, a little spot, everyone's pretty friendly. And
Anyways,
it was a lot of fun. Saw a lot of very funny people and hung out and, you know, all that.
Got to do sets. Did you get to do 4 15-minute sets?
For us, some of them were shorter, but I definitely came up with some tags and some.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Josh asked me to do one or two of them earlier this week when I was at Flappers, and we were supposed to go see theater. But Andy has had to go drive up to the Bay Area for work. So he was like, I have to finish with this prototype. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
Anytime your husband says the word prototype, you must be so excited.
I'm happy. Like he was. I think he was. I think he was. Yes. Prototype. I have to say.
What city in the Bay Area is he going to? Because you know I'm from there, Jackie.
Right. I think. Well, he said he was going up to San Jose. I think.
Oh yeah.
South, right?
Right, South Bay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still. It's fine. It's not the jewel of the Bay Area, San Jose, but it gets the job done. It's a hardworking city. It's got some history, got some pretty areas and a lot of concrete. My, when I was growing up, my cousins lived in San Jose, and it's weird because, you know, like obviously the house they owned back then is like,
oh my God, my Rolfer, by the way.
Yeah.
His dad, he grew up on a commune outside of San Jose, 40 acres. And as people got lives, his dad bought their tracks.
Oh my God.
So his dad at one point owned 40 acres of prime San Jose real estate.
Well, that's closer than if it's south, it's like closer to Santa Cruz kind of area, Los Gatos, which is like beautiful.
That's whatever it is. He said it was amazing, and him and his sister are fine.
Well, unfortunately, my cousins, like many people, could not have imagined what would have happened in San Jose. And so they got out and moved to Modesto. a series of terrible choices.
I did not see that coming.
Did you ever sell at a profit, and then they went to Modesto. So
you must have played that Modesto room, right? The one with that turned into a dance club at 10 o'clock?
Well, I mean, so many rooms turned into a dance club. But I mean, the Red Lion in Modesto was a staple for me for a long time.
I think so.
Yes.
And was it was okay to feature there? I think I featured when I first moved here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Modesto. And then I headlined, and I was like, can I please have headliner money and go up first? Because they would start letting the dancers in. And then it was crowd control. And you were like, we're all fucked. But I got to do another 10 minutes.
Yeah. I remember doing some triple run at, I was at some version of a Red Lion where they had dancing after, they had a live band after the show.
Sure.
And the band was there for 6 weeks, and this is a small town, and they were on tour.
Wow.
And, like maybe after our show, it was like a Saturday and like six people were dancing and they had to play for like 3 hours. And I was like, wow.
That is brutal.
At least I'm driving tomorrow. I'm
leaving, you know? Right, right. Those halcyon days that I do not miss. Anyway.
I'm glad I have the memories of them, but I don't want to go back to that.
Right, right. So true.
Unless we have to. I don't have any other options.
Unless those are the choices. It's so true. It's so true. I will say that I did a couple of sets. My favorite thing that happened, which was not, I'm sure, the favorite thing of KOComedy.com, which is that the timing of my Zoom set and my live set were right there.
Oh, and so that's exciting.
I'm on the street in Glendale.
doing a set?
People walking behind me.
That's hilarious.
In front of the bookstore thing that
the Glendale
that Mike room. Yeah, the Glendale room that Mike Bridenstine. Anyway, it was fun. Mm-hmm. And so I'm doing my set. Mike sticks his head out. He's like, can I introduce you? And I was like,
what a treat for the KO audience to really see behind the scenes. I mean,
Ruben. You gotta know, Ruben, that I was there for you. Yeah, and then I went on stage, and still forgot to do my Title IX joke. Did my Title IX joke online, did not do my Title IX line, forgot that line in person. Very disappointed. And I'm working on my new the new version of my sausage casing bit. I really wanted to come last night, and see if I could strong arm my way back onto some of those shows that Josh had offered me. Seems rude. So I'm glad I didn't. But
people, I don't understand. People did not show up for some spots. You know?
What? That's Banana Land.
It's so weird.
Leno wasn't there last night, was he?
No, Jimmy Brogan was, though.
Okay, because
and they were going back and forth to the Comedy Chateau. And I think it's very hard to estimate the time you're going to be up at the Chateau because they're
do you think so
minimum 30 minutes behind up to 90 minutes, right? So Jackie's slitting her wrist, and after she slit both wrists she then shot herself. Sometimes it's difficult to hold a gun despite hemorrhaging.
I am hemorrhaging and still never playing the Chateau until I guess I'm offered a set. I don't know.
I swear to God, a couple of comics were talking about it. And then I was like, does Irina still book that? Let me. I can make it work.
It's in the valley. That's what I always thought about HaHa when I first moved here. I was like, it's in the valley. I don't know how to turn it down. And then I went one night and I was like, I do. By the way, this is my personal opinion. Doesn't have anything to do with Lori Kilmartin. Please book her.
Exactly. Thank you. Jackie said that, not Lori.
Exactly.
All spots. Quite finicky.
Exactly. I'm on the street, you guys, doing a KOComedy.com. KOComedy.com. There was like 38 people in the Zoom, and they do a show like four times a week. So
four
those
times
guys.
A week?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow, I think it's Fridays.
No, I think they have a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday schedule.
Is it a pay what you want for the audience?
Yeah, it's free. They just have to register.
Sammy Obeid started it, and
He went up Friday. He was up. He was funny. Yeah, he did a great job. I like him.
I like him a lot.
And I don't know him enough to, like, if I saw him, like, with his legs walking around. Like, I couldn't tell you how tall he is. And so
is that how because of your face thing, now you're a height person?
It's because of Zoom thing. It's because of Zoom. I was just hanging out yesterday morning with a bunch of people that I talked to on Zoom a fair amount. And I was like, you know how on Zoom you could slide that blur thing to make you look younger? Mm-hmm. Turns out we're all doing it.
Oh man. Same here.
Right. Get in on the no wrinkles Zoom shot. Guess what? Plenty of wrinkles. Come see me live and be wowed by my skin tone.
Okay. So at the Milwaukee Comedy Festival, they recorded my headlining set and it was a really good set. So I was like, I want that one. That's like me in this time of my life and I can always have that or whatever, you know, and maybe mm-hmm. I can chop it up for whatever.
Is video?
It's video. Yeah. It's
okay.
They had two angles. They had a wide shot and a close up. So, and they just edited it together for me. It was very nice.
Oh, that is.
But Jackie.
Yes.
Again, seeing myself without any sort of filter was incredibly cruel. And a part of me is like, I know you can put something on something like a filter post shooting it.
But oh, right. Yeah. In post. You fix that in post, you guys.
But it's just, you know, stage lighting is terrible for cameras. Because it's all coming down from here so the audience can see you. But for cameras, you need light coming up right here.
Yeah, underneath, you know, from underneath so as well,
it
yeah.
It doesn't create the horrific shadows. The valleys of wrinkles. I'm like, I can't look like that in person. This can't be how I look when I'm walking around.
Right, and no one would talk to me if I actually looked like whatever that photo is.
Yes, if I do, give me your fake gun and let me kill myself, because there's no hope.
If you want to slit your wrist with this big pen, I'll send it over.
Oh, I got plenty of pens. I got plenty of murder pens. Let's see. I thought I was not going to have any spots this week because I didn't have anything lined up. Then a couple things filled in. I was at Largo on Thursday and opened for Marin.
Did that just come kind of last minute?
Yeah.
From planning?
Yeah.
Okay.
So right before I leave, my eyes are dry. So I threw, you know, a couple drops of saline solution in my eyes and then I go. And Jackie, I'm not a mirror checker. Okay.
Right.
You've already seen how upset I am by how I look. So I'm like, I left the house. I looked okay. You know, I'm a comic, not a model. I don't need to track everything all the time. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I was wearing like this black sort of eyeliner and the saline solution dripped a little bit and it dripped all down my cheeks. Right.
How goth of you. What just happened?
In the backstage, including Mark Maron and Mark and Flanagan, it's all straight men that were there that night. No one told me.
No, and no weirdly one, enough, but I saw the picture of you and Mark, and you couldn't tell in the photo on Instagram.
Well, you know what? Okay, so when I got home and I went to the bathroom, I screamed. I couldn't believe, like, it was just all over my eyes. No one said anything, which means they think I thought that was acceptable. It makes me look like they think I have dementia and they'll never hire me again. Okay.
Well, there's $50.
If there had been one other woman or a gay man backstage, I could have been saved from this humiliation. Okay.
But I have to tell you, seriously, you cannot. All right. If I zoom in, I can see it.
You can see it. And
it's a.
I'm saying that was taken at the beginning of the night.
Okay? Oh, so by the end of the night.
Progress. Things get worse.
Right, right.
Makeup never gets better at the end of the night. It always gets worse.
We've all seen the Ark of the Covenant. It just melts right down.
Yes. It was embarrassing. I couldn't believe I was, and they were talking to me like having a normal conversation. Like they'd all accepted, oh, this is what Lori's doing now. I'm still angry.
Still angry. Still disappointed.
The audience. No one in the audience said anything. The audience was like, "Yeah, I guess so."
Does anyone want to deal with the fact that I cannot get my hair to do anything with these headphones. Why don't you talk amongst yourselves for a second?
Jack, your hair is light and fluffy. It's like little clouds on top of your head. I mean, it's all happening.
Well, it is really, but distinctively all happening. Hey, if anyone needs any Swiss chard, we got Swiss chard in the yard. Swiss chard in the yard.
Why do you grow such unlikable vegetables? Nobody wants what you grow. It's zucchini. It's Swiss chard.
Can I just tell you?
Red that... eggplants. It's nothing anyone uses. How about a fucking carrot?
Have some carrots.
How about you grow baby carrots?
A bag of them? Would it be great if I just grew it? And some ranch dressing? Why don't I just grow that?
If they grew in bags, why don't you grow that kind?
Yeah, because I'm not... a monster. Do I look like Monsanto to you? Is my middle name Monsanto? I grow Swiss chard is lovely. I just happen to have three giant plants of it, and you can't eat. There's no eating all of that. You can't do it.
Do you smoothies? You could throw it in a smoothie, you wouldn't taste it.
No, you taste it even more if you put it in a smoothie. Here's what you want to do with Swiss chard. What you want to do is take some garlic and onions and a little pan fry, a little bit of oil, maybe some butter if you're into butter. Who isn't? And then you put piles of Swiss chard. Well, because you've got onion, garlic, piles of Swiss chard. Now, you can either do like a hot sauce, like a Tabasco or a Sriracha or something like that. You could do a little soy sauce if you want to do that. And then you throw in a couple of eggs. You scramble some eggs around it, and then you eat that. That's what I do with it.
Till eggs.
Oh, you don't drink?
I like separating my food. I don't like mixing.
Do you like a fried rice? Do you like fried rice? Because it's kind of like that. Do you like fried rice?
Yeah, but rice and Swiss chard are not remotely similar foods. So it's not like
no. If you put rice, Swiss chard, and eggs, and onions, that would be fried rice that exists.
But the way you described it is that you're pouring eggs on top of giant leaves and then cooking it all together. That sounds awful.
This feels 2016 to me. This feels like an early Jackie and Laurie. This feels like all of a sudden red delicious apples are going to be introduced into the plot.
Well, Jackie, the Democrats took the Senate, so maybe we're optimistic.
Oh, there you go. Right. But remember that Munchkin doesn't vote with the Democrats, so we need to Warlock needs to win. All of these people have real names. I don't know them. But Munchkin doesn't vote right all the time, and Warlock needs to be voted in.
Cinema is insane. So no, you're right. Did you see this guy named Kyle Griffin? He's a reporter, but he's also the executive producer of Amen, which is the show where I did my abortion joke, and they clipped it out, sent it to Mediaite, and turned me into a doxable entity.
You were a pariah. Yeah.
And because, again, after I had done the show on Sunday night, I heard from nobody except for my manager saying, they liked the lighting. No, I heard from nobody, but when MSNBC and this guy put that video out, that's when they tagged it so the right wing would find it and there would be exactly what happened. That's what happened. Okay, anyway, so this guy he tweets after we get Nevada, he tweets, we don't need the Democrats, don't need Georgia anymore.
Yeah, I saw that dumb shit. Absolutely. And you're like, absolutely not okay, Kyle Griffin. And so
he showed more than I've seen in a really long time. And he never took the tweet down. He just left it up.
How about we attach you? Yeah, why don't we? I almost made a horrible analogy. But what I'm just going to say is the fact that Bruce called you to say that he liked the lighting makes me want everyone to watch Lady Dynamite, the sitcom. And know that...
I'm sure he said more than that, Jackie. I don't mean to activate your anti-manager feelings.
Now, know in your heart that is a baseless accusation. And I do not have anti-manager sentiments.
I think I should talk to the country's managers and see.
See what's up. So what I've liked is that there's an Instagram account. I think it's called Excellent Women in Irritating Coats or something like that. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I've been following it. And whoever runs that Instagram account has been collecting the people that have $8. You know, as my father would say, everybody's got $8. People have created fake verified accounts.
Yeah.
And whoever's doing the Excellent Irritated Coat account on Instagram has been screenshotting them and making like a run of like 5 or 10 of them. And their people are hilarious, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I love people.
It's so fun. Yes.
And I am right to love people, because whoever bought the Chiquita banana thing said that.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that one where we're going to take over the government? And they said, actually, let's just course correct. We haven't taken over a government. We haven't overthrown a government since 1954.
That was actual Chiquita replying in a funny way. That was crazy.
Was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how could we know? I don't. That's
true. That's true. But yeah, no. And somebody, of course, tweeted the Eli Lilly thing about insulin being free. And then that cost them, I don't know, some crazy crypto crazy amount of money, 20 billion in market cap or 20 million. I don't know, something I can't fathom. But yeah, that part's been really fun. But, you know, they're also like, I guess
it's also just
they created an impersonation of Ed Markey, who's the senator.
Yeah.
And he got pissed. And then Elon Musk, like, you know, replied like an asshole to him. And
right. Well, like, Elon Musk is.
You can't. You're getting like he doesn't see that things are circling around him. And you actually don't see what's happening to your hair right now. Or do you? Are you looking at
every time I touch my hair? Something goes awry. And
why are you trying to be attractive on a podcast?
Why am I trying to do anything?
The 1 hour you're not hot, Jackie.
Okay? Well, I'd like us to call the show that. I have to say that I've done some math and things are bad. I've done some financial math and things are not great.
Right.
And other than that, I'm I told all of Twitter or all of whoever's left on Twitter that if you have $3,000 at Aaron Hotel, I will play your living room. Just hook me up. I'll do whatever you want.
Let's just clarify that. Should all know that. Why do you even have to tweet that?
That's
accessible.
Accessible. Yeah. It's just save your, and some guy actually wrote back and said, when I get my tax return, I'm totally doing that. And I'm like, well, that's a weird niche, but I guess I'm in. I'm in, sir. Where do you live? I'm on board.
He only spends his return money on live performances. That's how he does it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I'm doing another packet right now, so I'm totally in hell.
Just trying to make it. Just trying to grind it out and get some sort of writing work.
Yes, but the other, but like, and I made a little sign for myself that said last packet, just so I would finish this one. Because I'm, part of me is like, all right, if I keep, you know, how many times am I supposed to get a no before I go, maybe Conan was my one time, or maybe that time's over and I got to figure something else out. Like, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. No one tells you why you don't get a job. And so you're
right.
Just left to...
You make up reasons.
Yeah.
You're literally, I got an email this week because I was just sending out random avails, you guys.
Yeah.
So I got an email from Stroop.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I haven't talked to him in three to five, 15 years.
Yeah.
And
the funny bone guy.
Yeah. The funny bone guy, which is made me laugh because he was like, well, send me your avails in 2 months. And I was like, oh, I remember this. And but yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out a lot of things. Maria Bamford sent me a vision board, a bunch of things to tape to things. Okay. And she sent me like a vision board kit in the U.S. mail. Okay. I got a bag full of like, she went through a magazine or nine.
Aww.
And so I'm including a weird questionnaire. She loves a workbook. So I'm making a tiny vision board about nothing, about whatever she sent me. I have this, which I'm working with Andy's mom and myself and everyone else around me. Maria sent me a thing that says, "Let's talk. I'm here to listen, not judge." I was like, "We're friends. You know me. You know that I am sometimes here to judge."
And not listen.
Just make up whatever interim thing happens. I'm going to Houston this week.
Yeah.
I'm doing Rory Scovel's podcast and I'm doing Doug Benson's podcast live.
Oh, I think I'm doing Benson's. Oh, I'm not. No, I'm not doing live. Yeah. Oh,
I'm doing one of the live ones in Houston. Are you going out this week?
I am. Yeah, I'm in Boston this weekend. I'm going to
work
on either end, and I'm going to take the train from New York to Boston because that just seemed cheaper. And it was around the same cost, but I wanted a train through the Northeast before the leaves all fell off the trees. If that's
what You are shrewd. And we just did a bonus for the Patreon.
Yeah.
There's and Maria was talking about, because she was our guest, because on the Patreon, we do 30 minutes of just an audio with another comic. And we've done two so far. If you have a $5 tier, you can listen to both of them.
Yeah.
One's with Laura House and the other one's with Maria Bamford. And Maria Bamford just took a train.
Oh,
from
okay.
Yeah. Remember she was talking about going from Saratoga to Saratoga Springs and how pretty it was and how nice it was to take the train. So
I'm excited. You know, the tough thing about the Funny Bones is a lot of them are one show Friday to Saturday.
Yeah.
And so that's not a lot of shows.
So the money could be
a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of the clubs are in places that's really expensive to fly to. You know what I mean?
True. True that. It's
I know that's a tough thing about it. I'm finding out.
Yep. And I'm trying to get in with, there's a different, you know, Aaron books the West Coast improvs. There's a woman who books the East Coast improvs.
Oh, I didn't know that. I want to
Come
down by that woman too. What's her name?
I think it's Katie.
Okay.
But I've got that somewhere. I'll hook you up.
Okay.
And let's all ask her for work in the hopes that, so I was trying to make another sticker because that tier of Patreon, there was stickers and I got no response from you. Where was it, Green Room?
Oh yeah. One, I was a little worried about pissing off our actual colleagues with attributions.
Right. Right.
And also, I'm working on a packet. So I just,
So you were
mental energy
super towards. Present. Yeah, because you were present at doing work,
right?
Because I was putting asterisks next to names on green room walls. So,
well, Maria does, right?
Yeah. So and on
let's
the
not give away the entire podcast we're trying to charge people for.
Well, I mean, and those are that's not. I mean, it's just hanging out. It's a lovely 30 minutes. You should totally
get into it. It's worth it. I did Don't Tell on Friday.
Oh, yeah. And they filmed as well, right?
They filmed, and it was a good set. It was at a furniture store in Santa Monica. And
nice.
It's funny because the audience, they weren't allowed to sit on the furniture. This shit's nice. It's I can't believe she let all these strangers in here, but I guess that's what a store owner does.
I guess.
So they had like just the little comedy chairs. We know what they look like.
Yep.
And, but it was a good crowd and, Maybe there's like, yeah, a couple bits I think I'll just let go free on the, they get a ton of views. And I don't know, it's weird. Like, I guess up until the last couple of years, like, you'd be so protective of a joke, and I can't let it out until it's perfect. Then it's got to be only the perfect version's got to be out. And I don't know, maybe that's just not.
No, that's awesome. No, nobody does. Nobody does give a shit anymore. And welcome to that parade.
Yes.
You seem to be doing laps at some point.
No, I need to get a Kleenex.
Okay, why don't you don't do that? I'm going to read new patrons.
Let's, we can go to the comic of the week, or take a break.
Take a break.
I'm sure you've noticed how giant corporations are controlling more and more about what we consume, whether it's our food, our news, or even the shows we enjoy.
The Greatest Generation is a show that stands up to big Star Trek and says no. We can laugh about costumes that fit too tightly in the groin area.
We can make a Star Trek podcast that's basically only about that.
The Greatest Generation, the show for free and independent thinkers about Star Trek.
And the groins of different costumes.
Reviewing every episode in order.
So subscribe to The Greatest Generation on MaximumFun.org. You'll be doing your part in telling the Star Trek industrial complex that they can't control your mind.
You guys, it's me, Jackie Cation. Let me tell you about a game. It's called Hunt a Killer. Don't be tired of the same old game nights. Look for a fun new activity to do with your family, your partner, your friends, and they have a solo version. It's called Hunt a Killer. Hunt a Killer is for you. Get this. You get to solve a murder, hunt a killer. You get to be the detective. You sort through evidence. You piece through clues. You solve the case with an immersive murder mystery game. The game comes with dossiers, that is my French, map, evidence, and more to help you crack an unsolved case. There's dozens of standalone mysteries, or you can subscribe to an immersive multi-part crime case. I have to tell you, I have not played Hunt a Killer, but I'm about to receive a box, and I'm looking forward to it. So join the hunt today. Go to huntakiller.com/JackieLaurie and use the code JackieLaurie. For $10 off your purchase, huntakiller.com/JackieLaurie. And do me a favor, if you get your box before I do, email me. Tell me how you loved Hunt a Killer. It's just jackie@jackiecation.com. But huntakiller.com/JackieLaurie. You guys, it's me again, Jackie Cation. Did you know that the holidays are around the corner? Actually, they're already happening. I don't care. You know, much like Scrooge, I'm keeping Christmas in my heart all year long, which means Christmas music all year long, like I'm some sort of ice cream truck. We all have that one person that's impossible to shop for. Make things easy and get them a delicious treat from Milk Bar, right? James Beard award-winning celebrity chef Christina Tosi opened the first Milk Bar bakery in 2008 in New York City, and she's been shaking up the dessert scene ever since with her unique spin on iconic flavors. Yeah, it's delicious. And now you can ship Milk Bar's desserts nationwide. Milk Bar, it's a perfect gift for anyone and everyone in your life this holiday season. Just in time for Thanksgiving, for a limited time, Milk Bar is offering their delicious new pumpkin Milk Bar pie. Shut up. Pumpkin Milk Bar pie, apple cider donut cake, and apple cider donut truffles. If you act, those aren't going to be big enough. I'm going to want a donut cake. If you act fast, you could also get your hands on the seasonal Lab Drop pumpkin coffee cake made in limited batches straight from their experimental kitchen. Right now, Milk Bar has a special limited time offer. You can get $15 off an order of $80 or more when you go to milkbarstore.com/JackieLaurie. It'll be in the notes. milkbarstore.com/JackieLaurie. Kyle put it in the notes. You'll get $15 off an order of $80 by going to milkbarstore.com/JackieLaurie. milkbarstore.com/JackieLaurie.
And we're back.
I could just read the deleted patrons. Nobody does that on Patreon, reads the people who deleted. I just went to the.
Oh my God. That'd
be. Here's the betrayers.
Do it, Jackie.
I can't face it. Good people did. It's so funny. I understand that You know, okay, so here's the other thing about, I kind of want to read these, but then I feel bad that I haven't read the other 100.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that interesting to people to listen to other games?
I did nerd, kind of. I did nerd poker, and Blank, is it Dan Telfer, reads the names of their Patronuses. But here's the weird thing. I think you can change your name to whatever you want on Patreon.
Oh, okay.
And so they all have these funny, weird, like D&D names. And like it would be like if somebody said Bill Cosby, number 1607, that'd be funny.
We should get rid of them.
And
take his money.
Here's the weird part about Twitter is that if you're already verified, you can't change your name.
Like, you're jumping from Patreon to Twitter right now.
Right, on Twitter, can you change your handle?
I can because I am never a blue check.
You were never a blue check, but the blue check, like I could never change like at Jackie Cation, but I could change the thing above it so I could write like Happy Thanksgiving or I'm gonna be in.
At the moment, Ron Funch is forever playing Austin in October because he's verified and he can't change his name.
It's stupid. There's parts of it. I'm trying to find the parts that are funny. It's sort of like, you know, you go through life trying to find the thing to be happy about. Mm-hmm. and the crazy, you know, insulin is free verified handle is fantastic. Yeah. But the fact that I have to just be my last name, which is just Cation, like I'm forever in eighth grade and someone's yelling at me, hey, Cation, can I put this in your locker? Anyway, so I don't want, that's very annoying. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll change too. I mean, the guy is just so mercurial and cruel and, you know, I can't see him lasting much longer. How much chaos can one brain handle before it just collapses like Donald Trump's? You know what I mean? Like, it's just too many companies, whatever. He's something will happen because they're legally, he can't go on the way he is. So they'll... Mm-hmm. You know, like Twitter will be taken over by something because it can't go on the way it is. And
right.
I'm just bummed. I hope it, you know, that's where I have most of my followers.
Yep.
Is on Twitter. It's not Instagram. It's definitely not TikTok. And I hate Facebook. So that's where I invested all of my social media energy. And I like it a lot. I learn a lot. I read threads from people. I don't have no fucking idea what they're talking about.
Right.
My eyes are opened. I love it.
That's been one of the greatest things about it. Hey, before we forget, let's do comic of the week.
Okay.
You got this one.
Yes. She was, I worked with her and met her for the first time last night. We were on two shows together at Flapper. Her name's Kiana Dancy, Kiana Dancie. And, she's super funny. She's from Atlanta.
Atlanta comic.
She was hanging out in LA for a little bit. And I don't know, just really liked her. She was so nice too. Usually like in the green room, it's a little, hey, how you doing? And, you know, but she was just super open and nice.
That's great. Because sometimes it does get a little standoffish. But that's great. I can't wait to meet her at least 3 or 4 times. That'll be great. Kiana Dancy.
Yeah.
And that's her handle, right? It's just at
Twitter. Yeah.
And it'll be in the notes. Bud Friedman, a career cut tragically short at 90.
Jackie.
I don't know. Bud was always, he was always distantly polite to me, which is all I've ever wanted for anybody, actually.
Yes.
Distantly polite to me. So
I did not know Bud, but I like his daughter a lot, Zoe.
Oh, his daughter's great.
So I'm always like, you who, you know, flaunting your live father, you don't know what it's like to be in a new club. You will one day, but you don't yet. And so
the fact that it's called the club is so obnoxious. Welcome to the Dead Mom Club, somebody said when Nancy died.
There's a chapter about that in my book, Dead People Talk About How Much I Hate That Name. but it does, like, I immediately, even when someone's 90 and you're like, that's You can't ask for more than 90 years. That's a great life. And yep. successful life and influenced an industry, created an industry, you could even argue. Mm-hmm. That's an incredible life. And then, but I immediately was like, you know, I know someone who just lost her dad. So it does, you know, that does suck.
Yeah.
No matter how old they are and how old you are.
Right. 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 It's the way it goes. But, yeah. And who else? Gallagher died.
Now line up your jokes because,
did you ever work with him? Holy shit, that got dark real quick. Who cares? Okay, he was 76, I think.
Yeah, he I worked with he kept fit just attacking fruit, so that's how he lives along. But I worked with his brother. I worked with him at Tommy T's in San Ramon, and there was plastic all over everything. You know, it was like opening for a band where they just have a ton of shit on stage and the mic's yep. weird and you just, you know, you're not supposed to be there. It's the yep. same thing with Gallagher too.
Right. I remember I was so psyched to open for him because I think it was in like 93 or 94 mm-hmm. that, so Friday night I dress up.
Oh boy.
Two shows. First show, right. I get off stage. Second show, the stage is trashed. They don't relay new plastic.
Oh, God.
So I got to step around in a pair of clogs that I used to enjoy. And I'm like, so Saturday, I literally jeans and a t-shirt, old sneakers. I'm like, I'm not playing this game. Weirdo Magoo is going to be breaking up fruit. And it was Gallagher too. It was his brother. And he was doing his old set. And I guess there was... acrimony there eventually when Gallagher 2 started wanting to write his own material.
How mad would you be? We don't write.
How mad would you be if you had to only do your sister's act for your whole life and it was just I can't even rip
this existence because even Gallagher having to do his act is right there. That's terrible. But to somebody else. And it's his older, it's like the family dynamics of that are psychotic. And I would love to see some sort of documentary on Gallagher and Gallagher 2 and that entire, the whole clan.
Right. Mr. and Mrs. Gallagher. Let's see the little Gallaghers. Did he?
Were there other siblings that refused?
And it's so funny. What I feel bad for is I bet you for the last 30 years, people compare him to Weird Al Yankovic, and Weird Al Yankovic is an entirely different kettle of fish.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And just you're like, well, you're novelty too. And Weird Al's like, yeah, but I spend a great deal of time learning how to play an instrument and then writing music and then rhyming shit, making things funny that rhyme. So it's got to be
It makes you kind of appreciate Carrot Top a bit because he does take a lot of time and trouble to create a show and to build stuff. And and maybe Gallagher did that too. I don't remember. All I remember is his sledgehammer. I can't believe that passed for entertainment and passed so hard. Like people fucking loved it for a decade.
Yeah. Awful. People were on board.
Yeah. And then he just got real bitter. It's like such a, like, wait a minute. You're not creative, but you're making money as a creative person. Mm-hmm. You're not funny, but you have 11 specials on HBO. You can work anywhere, even though you don't deserve it. And you're bitter. Like, right? Anyone should be grateful. It's somebody who's untalented making a shitload of money in an industry that, you know, tends to reward talent. Like you won, you got a winning lottery ticket of, for some reason, people are willing to overlook everything. I don't know.
Right. Right. Right.
Someone like that mad. That's what I ask.
Oh, it's nuts. So I need to do like 9 set stat. I did a show at the Improv Lab this last week where it didn't go well. And it wasn't terrible, but it was It was tag team. It was sort of like at the Comedy and Magic when you go up first.
Right.
But you're doing 20.
Yeah.
And right. by the end of it, you've almost got them.
Right, right, right.
And there's no MC. They're just voice of God onto the stage. And yeah, that's what yeah, the lab yeah. was. And I think I made $25. Anyway, so it was, but it was.
The lab can sometimes break your heart.
Right. And the lab can sometimes make your night.
Yes.
It's, I do love the lab. I love the Yoohoo room. I love the yes. small rooms in yeah, major. I love the belly room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's those smaller rooms sometimes have so much more personality, but the set went so bad. I couldn't stay. I was like, I wanted to stay and watch people, but I was like, I'm going to drive to Flappers and see if I can get onto another set. And it was not possible. And so I just went home and I ate an ice cream cone. Yeah.
I do stay to make sure other comics do badly. And if they don't, then I'm really pissed. Like,
I couldn't face it. He was already the guy I introduced who showed up so late. I didn't get his intro. Mm-hmm. So, and I couldn't remember his name.
Jeez, what a mess.
But he was already doing better than me when I got up.
You got to get the fuck. You got to burn that building down. And get the fuck out of town.
I had to burn.
The improv's still standing.
I was so. And they had to change, you know, the RIP just days later. And hi, Charmy. Hi, Charmy.
Yeah.
Woof, woof, woof. And
close that door. Hold on.
All right. Let's take another break. Can we do that a little bit early?
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
Hi, it's Kevin from MaxFun HQ. This year for Giving Tuesday, we're inviting you to a super fun tarot event. It's got some of your favorite MaxFun hosts, and it's for a great cause. Join Depression Mode's John Moe, Carrie Poppy of Oh No Ross and Carrie, Stuart Wellington from The Flophouse, Tom Lump from Let's Learn Everything, and Ellen Weatherford of Just the Zoo of Us. Your suggested $10 donation supports National CASA GAL and their work advocating for kids in foster care. That's this Giving Tuesday, November 29th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Check out MaximumFun.org/events for more information and tickets to the Tarot Show with John Moe.
That was a glimpse.
That is what going happened? Into the edit.
chewing on my... All of my brushes have bite marks at the bottom. I'm so... Oh. Can I have one brush that's not fucking bitten at the bottom?
That isn't a dog bone? No, you cannot. You have dog bone. Here's what Gordy does. Gordy pees on the bathroom rug in Chris's room. And we're almost certain it's Gordy. But whatever it is, it's annoying. And it's not
what
the cat.
Could it be?
Well, it could be Tyson. But
I see. Okay.
Right. We have two dogs and a cat, so it could be the other one or the cat.
What happened to your life, Jackie? What happened? You had it all, and now you have two dogs and a cat.
I really did have it all. I genuinely did, and that laughter is cruel. That's what that is. And I can't get Rebecca from the Creek of the Cave to respond to my email. So how can I continue to live if I cannot get booked? It's
I don't know.
I was such a sad sack to my friend Rob the other day that he sent me. So he was like, I meditate to this paragraph, Jackie. You should write it. And so it's in the center of my new vision board.
What's the paragraph? Let's
thank you. Let's trot it out. Let's bring it. You're going to mock this so openly.
Okay.
You are part of a greater story. Your life is so precious and sacred that every element in the universe recognizes it. If you go missing, all of life will notice. I.e., subtitle, don't kill yourself. So there you go.
You know, here's the thing. We're all part of a greater story, but what part of the story are we, like serfs? We're part of the story.
Yeah. Right? But here's
victims of serial killers are part of a story that it's going to be on Netflix, but you're still dead.
You know, I read those historical romance novels and there's quotes around historical. I've decided that history in some cases just as valid as real history, because they're all, it's all made up. It's all a premise that someone who wrote a book. And what I do like about historical romance novels is that they usually take law, because they're romance novels. They usually take laws that were on the books against women.
Yeah.
From the 1700s or 1800s, which is when I usually read these things. And they talk about, you know, our hero, the hero of the book, of course, is like, fuck that law.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and get laid. And you're like, oh, good. Anyway, you know, so what? That's the romance novel that I'm reading right now. It's fuck that law. I'm going to go get laid. Yes.
I like that. I think that's a good premise.
Yeah.
Reading historical romance novels. And then you could, like, you know, talk about them. And then you could just say, and as a result, here's what I believe. And then just make up insane history that you actually now believe to be true. You could, you know, you can throw some callbacks in there.
And, okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good potential silly bit.
Which and the world needs. The world needs.
We all need silly stuff. And then what else? Shit.
Are you, wow, all of a sudden this turned into a workshop. I love it. So I go to Houston and then I'm home for the holidays.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Just the theme of it's like the world is depressing. Join me. Here's the history I believe to be true. Join me.
You're
like on a cruise with Jackie Cation and her romantic history beliefs.
And okay.
That might be a fun, upbeat bit, you know, if you really
if I came up with something, an insane but what could it be, like if I took like one of the historical romance novels will sometimes talk about Napoleon's war,
right,
where he tried to take over all of Europe, and it will usually concentrate on the women who were in the army as well, who were the wives of the officers, or the wives of the soldiers, who would just sort of have to lug all the shit, like the tents and stuff. They were just, and then there was always like a kind of like a handful or so of sex workers. Who would also like a couple dozen sex workers. And I like the idea of saying, you know, they actually won the war. It wasn't all that true.
I think you could talk about that and make some a few jokes about actual books. And then you can just leap to something without tying it necessarily to an actual book. You could just say, as a result,
I believe the pyramids were built by aliens.
Yeah, or, you know, okay. I believe Anastasia survived the killing of the Romanovs, and then and then it leads to some kind of current thing that's happening, and it's funny and plausible.
Right.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah. All right.
That's going to take a lot of writing and tweaking and stuff, but it seems like it's
I've been given an assignment, Jack and Mary Lister.
It's a box that can be filled and by you.
Lori would like me to write a bit about this.
I'll be incredibly upset if I don't see. If you're not closing on a callback to this bit, I'll be angry.
I'm going to need this from you in 3 months' time. The next time we work together at Flappers, I'd like to see this bit. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. This thing is due tomorrow morning. So I just want to finish it and then I'll figure out what to do. I have other projects, you know, other things I need to do for my career as a comedian fuck, whatever that is. Jackie, we need to get famous-ish. Famous enough so that we can tour and make money on the road.
All right. I've been looking at numbers and I'm working on it.
we've both been working on it for over 30 years. Something's got to break. You know, Don McMillan is, you know, he did really well on America's Got Talent.
Okay.
He is filling fucking rooms. Like he filled the Irvine Improv on a Wednesday. And he's never had that before, you know, like he was like the Bud Light guy, you know, in the 90s in the Bay Area. So like you'd see cardboard cutouts of Don McMillan holding a six pack of Bud Light in 7-Elevens and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, that kind of helped a little bit. Yeah. But then he kind of just went into corporates and stuff. And now he's got that AGT bump. And it's really cool when it happens with someone who's completely prepared to headline for as long as this will last, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, because he went up at Flappers last night too. And there was like that thing where I saw with Jackie Fabulous right before COVID at Hermosa, where people were like, they were squealing because they recognized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now she got fucked over. And so did Alex Hooper on, with, you know, the pandemic shutting everything down because they were both.
Oh, right. Right. Because they were building
really
and then,
well,
and then everything shut down.
Yes. Yep. But anyway, at least Don's a great guy and he's a very funny guy and a very smart guy. And that's kind of cool. It's like, maybe
it is cool.
Some hope. I don't know if that's probably not a me thing, but that's the other thing about show business is like sometimes these weird things just rain down on people, you know, in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are niche, like, you know, when you look at like Doug Benson's podcast.
Yeah.
It's not Marin's, but he fills rooms and he does that. Doug loves movies where people they want to be picked. So they make like a thing and he's like, that looks amazing. It's like, let's make a deal where they make shit. And it's really it's kind of neat. And I don't know if it's come back completely post lockdown, but, but it was always really cool to see him do well, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to Palm Desert, you guys. I'm going to how you gonna top that? I'm doing Agua Caliente in December. It's a Indian casino in Palm Desert or Palm Springs.
I want to do that.
You want to do Agua Caliente?
Yeah.
It doesn't pay well, and it doesn't have a. I'm bringing Carmen, and we're just going to split all the money.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't want to drive alone. Want to come? There's going to be like a nickel that we'll split. It's not a great deal of money, but it's an okay for a weeknight, you know?
Between having pets and having a child is if you have a child, you definitely want to drive alone. Like to me, that sounds like heaven.
Right. But driving to and from the Palm Desert.
Oh, you're making me horny.
And then I go to Toronto. So go to Toronto.
Oh, are you going to the comedy bar?
Nope. I'm doing something called a festival. And then I'm also going to do that seminar thing that I did at the Boston Comedy Festival a dozen years ago, where people asked me how to get booked. And I'm like, I don't know if I've got that anymore, but I can try to help you.
According to a lot of my COVID accounts that I follow, Toronto is having a very bad outbreak. So I would recommend you be more masked
than not.
You want to be. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah. So I think it's like a, I wish I had a link to what that festival is, but it's Matthew Ardill. And he's, and it's super fun. And he's just, you know, he booked me like 6 months ago and he's super thorough and he's great.
And I'm sure he would love to. Toronto or Boston?
In Toronto.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And and I'd like to do that Boston gig. We should trade info. And
Well, Bruce got it for me, but I'll put, you know.
You should get a gig sheet.
Talk you up.
Yeah.
Talk you up.
Yeah, yeah. And
I heard it's a female owner. Who likes female comics? So,
I gotta love that.
No brainer. As opposed to female owners who don't like female comics, that's worse than a male owner who doesn't. Because at least
it hurts more.
Guilted into not being sexist. Like, hey, your booking is very sexist. But a woman feels like she's when they are like that I'm not sexist. I'm a woman.
Yeah, I don't really get it. It's it really does. Stupid women affect my income level so hard. I truly
are you still doing that bit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just they really are affecting my success ratio, and it makes me dislike them a great deal. It's the mean and the stupid are not. I'm not in favor. I'm against it.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at here, Kyle? What do you think?
An hour. Let's end.
Are we?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.